Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all buy
everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Friday, come on.
It's 7:08, Brock, Hunter.
Yo.
What's happening?
What's up, you ass? Anyway, sorry, just kind of killing time here. Listening to
all
Ja
my
Rule.
People that be living it up.
To all my people that are living it up.
What?
Anyway, all right, enough of that. Let's keep moving. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
He's some kind of damn moron.
Moron.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today. Pump That Septic. Call him 269-445-7777.
Or
visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it, yeah.
Damn it, Billy.
This is big news if you are one of the millions of Americans who have to deal with reading glasses all day long. A special eye drop is now in line for FDA approval that can help your eyes focus. The condition is called presbyopia. It's something. It gets worse as you age, reducing the eye's ability to focus. The AGN 190584 eye drop is expected to be approved by the end of the year. Dude.
Wow.
So this isn't as space-agey as maybe like some nanotech that we put on our eyes. But again, you and I, if we can just stay healthy for like another 20 years, the best that we can, okay? I think we're going to be in a good spot, man. We're going to be in a good spot.
Now we're talking eye drops to focus your eyes. No more eyeglasses. Dude. It's wild.
How is that possible? I don't get it. I don't understand how this all works. But, I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I'm just holding on to that, you know, it's going to be the worst thing. Like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die from all my years of drinking. Like, my liver's just going to be like, all right, I'm done. And then, like, a year later, oh, we got this brand new 3D printed liver. It's great. It's
damn it.
Damn it. I was so close, you know? Like, we're on the cusp of all this life-saving technology, this life-improving technology, you know?
If you keep fixing everything, how are people going to die?
He died a perfectly healthy man. It was wild.
I think what it'll come down to is we'll set up, like, things like where you can get snuffed out for doing things that don't help society. Like, if you don't put your shopping cart back, dead. You're dead, all right?
Or you're just sick of all the Karens and you can't take it anymore. It's just like, you know what? I've seen it all. I'm ready. Well, take me.
Exactly. You can. It's by choice, or we'll have things in line like, all right, look, folks, we've basically made it so humans can live forever. However, these are the set rules. If you don't follow these rules, the government is within their rights to snuff you out. All right? You can be put down. You can be put down. Yeah. And everyone's
You don't wear glasses, do you?
No, I am very fortunate. I have fantastic eyesight. I got like, what's that, 2015 or something like that. So
all the powers from your ears went to your eyes.
Exactly. I can't hear, so it's like one of those where the body adjusts. So yeah,
you can see like an eagle, man.
I'm like Daredevil, man. That's what it is. You know, I can't hear anything. Yeah, I'm like the deaf Daredevil, huh? But boy, I can see. No, and actually, both my folks, like, they do wear, like, reading glasses, but for the most part, their eyesight's been pretty good as they've gotten older.
Bad,
so, yeah. So I won't need this eye drop. But, if your vision sucks, this might be a thing for you.
It's exciting. It's an exciting thing. I never even thought about something like that.
Weird.
You know?
It's weird.
Eye
drops
to fix your eyes. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Let's see. Lastly here, I had something. There's a bunch of stuff going on with, like, the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and all this stuff. But, I mean, it's really – they're talking with Oprah and everyone's losing their minds, but I really don't care about that.
I did hear something recently. What are they doing? They're like
– I don't – so they left the royal family and everyone's up in arms and now they're doing an interview and apparently, like, they're dropping bombs about the royal family. Here's the thing, though. Can we just accept the fact that it seems, like, kind of stupid now? It's very fairy tale-esque.
Come on. Like, right. Yeah. The king and the queen. What are you, jokers, juggling for you?
You got the court jesters over there in their weird little outfits. Like, all right, that made sense back in olden times when we didn't know better. But do we still, like, there's still princes and princesses out there. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, we need to update that a little bit. Sorry, guys. A little old-timey, you know, living in your castle.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the queen. It's like, I mean, come on. All these
hey,
people.
Can you lower the bridge? I'm here.
My Lady Guinevere, I am off to slay the dragons. I will bring the head back to the king dragons. And queen. It's like, this is make-believe, man.
Can we just, you know, you can they got Teslas now. You can get off your horse. For God's sakes.
And God forbid you look at the queen in the face. Come on now. I don't know. It just seems kind of silly. So, yeah, that's, I guess, we'll end with that. There's a big hubbub in the royal family right now.
Yeah, yeah. So. The queen and her two birthdays. Get out of here.
You know, we all get one birthday. We all get one.
It's worse than my ex.
Yeah.
She was to have a month for her birthday. The queen gets 2 a year. What a bitch.
Yeah. You know what, Queen, you get one, you old bag of bones. All right, nice. Good enough. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock